1100 KNZZ. News you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. The U.S. Postal Service is moving its outgoing processing center from Grand Junction to Denver. The move announced in a release yesterday as a way to save money. The Grand Junction facility will remain open and change from a processing and distribution center to a local processing center. The Postal Workers Union Local 600 tells the Daily Sentinel rural areas especially are going to be affected negatively with everything from medication to ballots and other correspondence delayed. Grand Junction Interim Housing Workgroup is putting on an open house this afternoon to give community members a chance to share their thoughts about interim housing regulations, including potential locations, site design, and management. Information will be available on successful programs where temporary shelters and parking sites are safely managed. The open house is at the Lincoln Park Barn at 5 o'clock. Property crime and violent crime rates decreasing in Mesa County in contrast to the entire state. Sheriff's Office says despite a population increase, rates of crime have remained steady or fallen since 2008. Cases of fraud are bucking the trend, increasing significantly in 2023, up 20.2% in Mesa County. Still lower, though, than the state increase of nearly 43.5%. Grand Junction is celebrating age at Beacon Fest. The Boomer and Senior Expo is at the Downtown Convention Center from 9 until 3 today. The event is free with activities geared toward attendees age 60 and older. Go to beaconseniornews.com for information. No bike park at Hawthorne Park. Grand Junction City Council last night had been set to sign a contract for a bike park design and construction. Instead, though, removing the issue from the consent agenda and deciding to work on replacing the playground at Hawthorne instead. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.